Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bitch about. So easy. So la-la-la. You gotta put it in the perspective.
Our radio program starts with a blast of Cali Ho Horn.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my ass to the Walmart store. I'm gonna spend till I can't no more.
Yo, it's Muggos. Yeah, I'm back doing country trap. Fat is the new black, smoke tobacco 20 packs. Jimmy Dean is my main course, drink Budweiser for sport. Loving on my sister, having no remorse. Liberal pussies can't tell me nothing. They can't tell me nothing. This ain't fake news, baby, we ain't frontin'. No, we ain't frontin'.
We're not joking here, and your humor is not acceptable.
You've crossed the line. This is a line you guys are unaware of, but you have crossed it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Good morning. Welcome to Poop Talk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Why are you guys bullying me?
Bagel, what you sipping? Ready on Garfield.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
That can horn you up.
Well, just pass it on down.
And now.
It sounds, I must admit, slightly revolting.
It does sound revolting. It sounds disgusting.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 22nd of November.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Hi, Megan Holliday.
Good morning.
Allie is off today. Megan Holliday is filling in.
It's a great fill-in. I'm very excited about this.
Aw, thanks. I'll try not to screw it up too much.
Well, I mean,
please, you'll make us look terrible.
Our standards are quite low.
Be so. On brand, please. As much messing up as possible.
We'll keep it weird.
Thank you.
We're going to, I haven't heard from yet, but Eddie Efter, we're going to talk to him, If he's alive,
yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard what he's doing?
I have not.
Is running 68 miles.
Why would anyone want to do that?
That is a question we've asked him numerous times. Mm-hmm.
And I've never been happy with the answer.
Neither have I.
No, it's for the Fallen Firefighters Fund.
Oh, wow.
And one of those fires got really close to his house, and he was watching what they do, and he's like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going to leave. I was just thinking on my way in, he was going to leave at 1 a.m. That's when he was going to start running.
Mm-hmm.
So as of now, he will have been running for four and a half hours.
And he's planning on doing that many miles within 24 hours.
Yes, that's his goal.
So yesterday, he had one of his teammates drop out because he didn't think he could do it. And that person was a Navy SEAL.
Oh, my God. So,
keep that in mind when you're thinking about if he'll make it.
So if the Navy SEAL bails...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you bail right after?
Oh, that's my tap out.
It has to be.
No,
that guy's way mentally more and physically more tough than I am.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I was explaining it to a friend yesterday, and they go, well, how many miles has he done so far? And I go, and I impressively went 30.
Yeah.
And they go, he hasn't done half. He hasn't done half the amount of miles he needs to do in one. He didn't even do 50%.
No, that's true.
That's a terrible start. Like, he should at least get very close to what he needs to do.
Oh, my God. So he's going to be calling in and just checking
well,
in.
Hopefully.
Okay.
The thing is, he doesn't have cell service for a lot of the places that he's going. So there are points along the way where he's going to stop. And supposedly at 5 5:35 or 5:40, he was going to be at one of those places and he was going to check in with us, let us know how it's going.
But it's very difficult to call from inside of a mountain lion's stomach.
That's
as well.
Correct, yes.
As we found out yesterday, there are 11 tracked mountain lions on the run.
Right.
Oh, wow, that's comforting.
The ones that they know of, right.
That's the ones they know of. So.
Good times.
It's me, Eddie F. It is very dark in here. I believe we're on mile 12. I don't know. I can't see, so I'm just going off of what I feel.
What if he gets eaten by a mountain lion and then the mountain lion turns around and runs him right back to his house?
Honestly, best case scenario.
Just drop me off here.
Best case scenario. Guy kills.
All right, let's talk about this morning's Kevin DeBee Show, shall we?
You can suck it!
On the program today, we have your tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, night number 2.
Yes, that's the sold-out night.
Yeah. We're going to do that at about 7 o'clock this morning, so listen for that. We have comedian Tig Notaro in studio, we love so much. She has a new show called Under a Rock with Tig Notaro, and supposedly she can't really recognize anyone.
It is true. She has no pop culture knowledge. She has lived inside of sort of a touring comedian bubble, where she only knows about like old country western music. Documentaries and other comedians. So when she sees a celebrity's face, she doesn't know where they're coming from. So she, for example, has Wyclef Jean on the talk show, and for the first 10-15 minutes, she just sort of is asking questions, trying to figure out who he is.
She's like, what do you do?
What do you do?
She doesn't even know it's in the realm of music.
Oh, yeah.
It, with James Vanderbeek, he basically says the word creek in front of her, and she just goes, cool, cool. Just kept trying to figure out who he is. So she's great.
We also have Adam Carolla on the program today talking about his new documentary called Shelby American.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Friends and Helpers, which we're getting kicked off here for the Christmas season.
Yeah.
You broke up because somebody gave you a gift.
Yeah.
And maybe it was the wrong gift, and you broke up. And perhaps you're in this studio, and your name is Destiny.
Right. And you're our new board op, who we repeatedly say, what can you bring to the table? And this is what
and
she brings.
And this is the answer. Yeah. Plus, keep it 100, because it is Friday. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Megan Holliday is here, filling in. Hey, Allie McKay. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Same.
All right. So, big news, guys. The 2019 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show has officially been canceled.
Canceled? Wait, I gave it horns.
Wait, what?
What did I do there? Why is it canceled?
Okay, so their chief financial officer, get this name, Stuart B. Bergdorfer.
Sure.
That's a great name. He says it's important to evolve the marketing of Victoria's Secret, that it's happening in certain respects now, and there will be more to come. They believe the most important thing right now is the quality of the merchandise itself. And, you know, they've been under scrutiny over the last few years of just over-sexualizing women and, you know, not including all body types and stuff like that. So I guess they just decided not to do it this year.
Hmm.
Yeah, which honestly kind of bums me out.
Oh, bums you out.
I'm a big fan. I liked watching it. I thought it was fun. I liked that they would include artists like, you know, you could see the Struts and fun stuff like that.
I watched
you know?
It for the articles, so that's the bummer.
You're going to miss the articles?
Stop making my sons horny.
I feel like, yes, it's probably the right progress.
Right, of course.
Although, having said that, if you were to watch it, they wear stuff that no one ever in any world would ever wear.
It's more it's more like a costume party than anything else. Yeah. And I don't know. I just thought it was fun. It was just something to watch. Like entertainment, you know, greater entertainment. But
I think the company's in major trouble, right? I feel like I've read a couple times they're like going bankrupt and stuff.
Yeah.
So I doubt the, you know, $40 million fashion show.
Exactly.
Where like Adam Levine meets his wife. I feel like they don't need to do that every year. I don't think.
Giddy up.
Yeah. Don't think it's super important. Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Rod.
Also, the Tesla Cybertruck was unveiled last night via live stream. So Elon Musk, you know, is there. He's saying it can handle like a sports car. It's going to outhaul some of the legacy pickups that have been doing this for decades. And the design was partially inspired by the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me. But I don't know if any of you caught the live stream. The unveil went a little bit south.
Made me so happy.
It was great.
It's so bad that it made me happy. I don't know. That made me happy.
It was just hilarious.
fill me in, because I've only seen the meme basically online. But he said these windows can take anything.
Yes.
And then what did he do?
And then they threw a metal ball at the windows. Sure. And like, first they threw it at one window, and then it broke, shattered.
Shattered. Like, oh. First thing shattered.
Yeah. Right. So like, great. Oh, let's try the other window. That one won't shatter. The
shattered.
Other one shatters.
Great. And then he had to talk in front of it the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
His face. Yeah. They had to, you know, they're standing there doing the rest of the unveil.
Yeah.
You know, they did like kind of a tug of war with a Ford F-150, and of course the Cybertruck smashed it.
Sure.
I think the thing kind of looks like a Pontiac Aztec, to be honest with you. It's kind of,
I forgot
it's,
about that.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I mean,
it also looks like your like Nintendo race game is like faulting. Like it's like all polygons and like curves. It looks so odd.
Yeah. It's very Mad Max-ish.
Yeah, Doomsday, I guess it's prepper.
Stainless steel construction will tow 14,000 pounds and starting at $39,900.
Wow.
Which was cheaper than I expected.
Yeah, same.
Well, you have to pay for windows. You come without the windows now.
And those metal balls.
That was a dumb idea.
Birthdays today: Scarlett Johansson, Haley Baldwin, Jamie Lee Curtis, Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and my personal favorite, Mark Ruffalo. I'm Megan Holliday, and that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Let's welcome to the studios of K-Rock, Tig Notaro.
Yay!
Comedians. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
It's been a minute.
It has.
Tell us about your show. I've never seen a show like this.
Really?
No. I've never met anyone.
There's been no other celebrity who knows no other celebrity.
Right.
Right.
I've never met anyone that has that little information on people.
I know some celebrities. I have friends.
Yes.
There's people I've worked with.
Explain the show then.
Okay. So I don't follow a lot of pop culture. I don't watch a lot of TV or film, so I miss a lot. I do follow music,
mm-hmm.
documentaries, I follow the news, but I miss a lot of pop culture. And so this talk show is me having celebrities come on, and I interview them face-to-face and try and figure out who they are.
Through questions that are almost handed to you, and then you have
that
to work.
Completely your, handed
completely
to
handed yeah. to you, yeah. and you have to work your way through it.
Correct.
I feel like this is the game 20 questions, and I only get halfway there with 20 questions.
Yeah, but you know what's even scarier? 20 questions with the person in front of you.
Yeah.
That's the more awkward part, is when she knows everyone who's taping it, directors, lighting guys, everyone knows why Clef Jean is in front of her.
Right.
She's the only person who doesn't know.
Well, I did. He was the one person I did catch on to.
Well, you did adorably say, "You're in the Fugees."
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, I'm on to you," because he said he was from Haiti, and then he sang a little bit. And I was like, "Oh, I think this is Wyclef." But everybody else.
Well, like Rich Eisen, for example.
Mm-hmm. No clue.
No clue.
Loved him, though.
You found. But you also found out who he was really quickly. It didn't take very many questions or hints.
Well, I mean, he was talking about how he was good at, you know, controlling conversations, and he's made appearances as himself.
Right,
right.
And so there's certain things that I've kind of started to pick up on as I've hosted this show. But before we bring a guest on, the producers hand me what we call face sheets, and it has faces of several celebrities, and their names aren't on them. They're just numbered.
Okay.
And then I have to go through the face sheets and say yes, no, yes,
of
no.
Of who you know.
Meaning you don't recognize him,
right.
Or you
right.
do.
And in fact, season two, there was somebody so recognizable, apparently, that they snuck her face onto five different face sheets. Because they
just didn't get
there's
it.
No way you didn't
yeah,
know.
They kept, even though they had seen me repeatedly not know
yes.
who people were, they're like, there's no way she doesn't know who this is. And they said they could tell. I really had never seen her because I would just go right past. I was like, and never noticed that it was
the same
person showing up over
That's
and over.
That's amazing.
It is very rare that someone can be looking at James Vanderbeek, say the word creek, and still have no idea who it is.
Yeah, that's true.
So
he
holds up a photo
that
of
happened.
A creek. She is a river. Nope, not a river. A lake. Nope, not a lake. What's a little faster? Creek. And then she goes, okay, good to know. And everyone on
it.
Set's laughing.
It didn't help.
Didn't help.
No.
I think my favorite so far has been Kaylee Cuoco on.
When
that's who literally
they put five times in
was
front
that
of my face.
The fact that her and another cast member, or is it a writer from?
He's a cast member.
Okay, another cast member literally
Bowie, right?
said "Big Bang," and you're like, okay.
No,
and then
the
finally,
sound of, they said the sound at the beginning of the universe.
Of the universe,
which
and
you, know,
you
yeah.
and then Big Bang, and then she had to say to you,
the show, not the actual no, Big Bang.
I knew it was a show.
I don't think you
Tig's
did.
Not an idiot.
How
she's very smart.
She's one of the smartest comedians. I am a high school dropout. I knew that.
Apologies.
I failed three grades and then dropped out. I know what the Big Bang is, just not what
it was.
The Big
so
Bang Theory.
No,
Theory TV show.
It was so good.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Who did you have in the first season? Because I was not aware of this show until recently.
Well, James Vanderbeek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was from the first season.
Yeah,
okay.
Wyclef was from the first season.
Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen from Modern Family.
Wolfgang Puck, I was surprised to see you didn't know.
Now, I know that name.
Right. I mean, from the microwavable pizzas, at least.
Sure. I don't use microwaves. But I've popped open a can or two of Wolfgang.
Sure.
And on that episode, it's so funny for me to watch back because, you know, when you feel like you're onto something, but you can't put your finger on it. Mm-hmm. And when in that interview, Wolfgang hands me a puck and he had done something that indicated cooking. And I couldn't think of Wolfgang Puck, but when he handed me a puck, I said, are you Chef Puck? And as I said it, I was like, that doesn't sound right, but
technically, I think it's right.
It is technically right, yeah. But I couldn't, you know, I was just a little confused. And then we got to Wolfgang. But even with James Vanderbeek, when he handed me that picture.
With the emojis?
Yeah.
The emojis spelled out Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was guessing his name.
Yeah.
You know, I just was given that, and I didn't know if it was a show he was. I didn't know what the clue was.
Sure.
And a lot of it, what's really amusing to me is I would say the mass majority of people believe this is real. Which
I hope.
It,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But there's some people that are like, oh, how could you be in the industry and not know people? Or how could you not even see a commercial, even if you don't watch the show? And my point is, if I'm not watching the show, why would I be tuning into commercials?
To see a promo?
Like, why
what type of the commercials? Okay, now let's turn
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, now I'm going to watch.
What
I
do
think
you...
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think it speaks to the celebrities that you've had on season one and two that are literally enjoying every second of you not having a clue.
They really
they are
having fun.
They're having a blast.
Well, they have to know what the premise is.
Sure.
And if they agree to that and come on, every single person has been an utter delight.
Yeah.
And I've gotten so much feedback from people where they are fans of the guests. Mm-hmm. And then more so after, because we get to actually have a real exchange and conversation, and it's not like, oh, what project are you working on?
Do you get anger from those fans sometimes? How could you not know?
I think they just, yeah, they can't believe it. They absolutely cannot believe
this has been your whole life. You don't watch TV, you don't watch movies.
I watch TV. This is where I left off.
Okay,
Sanford and Son, All in the Family.
Oh,
Grease,
no.
Star Wars, Breaking Away.
Sure, Breaking Away, great movie.
Great, what? Not Grease or Star
Wars? Well, no, they're
Wars?
All great.
Yeah,
Breaking Away is just it's a more unknown film in that mix.
Yeah, I loved Mask with Cher.
Sure, Eric Stoltz.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why did you stop?
I think I just, I don't know. I think
you felt like you're wasting time.
I probably just started venturing out of the house more. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, as a kid, you kind of are more confined to your house.
Yeah.
I would hope. And, I mean, I went out to play, but I was just more interested in you know, Tom and Jerry and
sure.
Popeye. And
so
sure.
Popeye came in the show. You would
yeah.
know
yeah,
who that is.
Yeah, and exactly. I have kids of my own now, and if Peppa Pig walked in, I'd be like, oh, there's
right?
Peppa Pig.
There's a wiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. But, and it's no offense to anybody.
No.
And I also try and use the example of, let's say you're completely into new country,
mm-hmm.
and that is what you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's like, oh, who's Jason Aldean or who's Kenny Chesney? And you're
sure.
like, how do you not know? It's like,
yeah.
it's just not what you're following.
Right.
It's not anything other than that. And I mean, obviously have seen other things. I've seen movies.
It doesn't seem like it.
Do you think that there's a certain level where you're like, anything below this part? Like, you knew, like you said, you're working with Jennifer Aniston. You knew who Ellen was, who's become a friend of yours. Like, that's very high A-list. Is there a certain number? Like, oh, I don't know. Anything below?
No, because working in and living in this town, whether it's the comedy community, mm-hmm. the gay community, or projects that I've worked on, or just socializing, I know indie film stars. I know completely unknown.
Just people in your orbit.
People that are in my orbit.
You have a very small orbit, though, it turns
out. It's getting bigger.
What about people
I am on Star Trek, so I'm in a pretty big orbit.
Yeah, it's a big orbit.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Tig Notaro.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Here's another fun fact about you.
Okay.
You once needed a police escort to appear in public.
That's true.
Who are you?
That's what I was really wondering at the time, at that point in time.
Is it because your job was going really well?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a superhero?
No, I'm not a superhero.
You recently were approached by somebody that you thought you had just seen recently at a charity event.
No, I thought I had seen her. I had just left the rap party for Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
I was in Toronto.
Yeah.
The Star Trek rap party was gigantic. And I was talking, the creator and I, Alex Kurtzman, mm-hmm. were walking back to our hotel, talking in the lobby. It's funny, but it's very embarrassing. So Alex and I are talking at the base of the elevators. Uh-huh. This woman comes around the corner and she says, "Tig, hey." And I was so thrown off because she looked vaguely familiar. And so I said, "Oh, hey." I said, "Wait, were you just at the Star Trek rap party?" And she said, "No, it's me, Anne Hathaway." She said, I met you at...
Oh, man.
She said, "I met you at the Beck concert."
What's happening?
So you hung out with her at a concert?
I didn't hang out with her. We met briefly, and I told my wife this after it happened. I was like, "Oh, my gosh, I truly need to not go anywhere." And she said, My wife said, I love that Anne Hathaway is trying to jog your memory by a Beck concert and not by
anything she's done.
Anne Hathaway from Anne Hathaway.
I love it so much.
I guess I don't want to know the names, but how many more episodes are there to air? These are on Funny or Die, by the way.
There's three more.
Three more.
Have anyone from the show that you've met from there become a normal friend? Text friend or email friend?
No, and here's the thing is I do another talk show at Largo every mm-hmm. month, and it's with celebrities that are friends of mine or people that I've done projects with where I can have a really fun exchange. Mm-hmm. I would hope that people that have gone on Under a Rock that
they move over.
Yeah, that they move over.
That's the minor leagues. They go to the majors.
And then my talk show is called "But Enough About You" at Largo.
Sure.
So there are celebrities that I do know, and there's a talk show for that. There's celebrities I don't.
That's at the Largo. And Saturday, November 30th, is with Zach Galifianakis. Sunday, December 1st, with Dakota Johnson, which is two unbelievable guests.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Two people you know.
Have you met people? Are you good at meeting people and then remembering them, clearly not with Anne Hathaway, but with everybody else? Like,
she looked vaguely familiar.
Do you have... I have the same thing.
Don't say this, because I was at Tig's wedding.
Did you know that?
I know you.
Yes.
I think because...
I know your wife.
Yes.
Yes, through the basketball team.
Yes.
Okay.
Did he look familiar?
I know him, but I know you more through the basketball league.
Yes, through the basketball league. What a beautiful wedding. Even if she didn't remember me, I'd be like, "Fine, wedding was great." Wouldn't even care.
Yeah.
Loved it.
100% remember you. It was really a beautiful...
What an unbelievable wedding you had.
It was an unbelievable wedding.
Really
unbelievable.
Track.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, beautiful wedding.
Is that the point?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the point of it all.
My point is...
I recognized you right when I walk in. There you are.
You're at K-Rock. I mean, this is the...
You've done the show.
Done the show before. Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, I've seen your face.
What if you saw him at Chipotle?
Great question. Because I'm terrible at that.
Thank you, because I'm always at Chipotle.
You probably wouldn't recognize me.
I would recognize.
We'd probably order a burrito side by side and be like, "Excuse me."
I believe that's my burrito. Oh, I believe that's mine. No, I had to learn when we started having guests in to stop saying "nice to meet you." Uh-huh. I have to say "good to see you."
Yeah.
Because so many times I would say "nice to meet you," and they go, "I've been here three times."
Good to see you is.
It's the key.
Everybody's on.
Everyone
that.
Knows
yeah.
it. It's the same as buddies,
care.
Buddy or bro or. Yeah.
Just
or
what I do with ugly babies. Just go look at you.
You want me to try
right?
that?
You know what? Here's one that I have for a band. That is terrible.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Good.
They get off stage and you go, "Man, you were rocking up there."
Yes.
It's good. Doesn't say anything.
Yes.
Does not nope. say a thing.
Was it good? Was it bad? You were just rocking.
Oh, man, you were yeah. up there rocking so yes. hard. And then they're like, "Yeah, man, yeah. thanks." I'm like, "Yeah, I saw it.
I saw the rocking."
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. With comedy, it's harder when they yeah. get off stage. You can't be like, "Man, you were up there joking." Doesn't really work.
Do you recognize comedians?
I mean,
because that's the world you live in.
It is, but I mean, it's also not a world where I'm in comedy clubs every night locally because I have 3-year-old kids. They mm-hmm. start their day at four or five in the morning. And so even my Largo shows, I've changed from 8:30 down to 7 p.m. because I cannot stay up late anymore.
I know. I have a 4-month-old.
And okay.
I used to know everything about pop culture. I was like a heartbeat of America guy. And now I just am like, forget it, man. I don't need to know TikTok.
Exactly.
I don't need to know the new website app. I'm done.
I'll text Jensen at like 5:30 and he's already in bed.
Oh, yeah. We're asleep at 7.
I had to kick my friend out last night at 7:30.
Yeah, it's over.
Because the boys go to sleep at 7. Yeah. And I said, I know this is going to seem untrue, but Stephanie and I are in bed at 8 o'clock every night, unless I have my 7 p.m. show, then I'm in bed by 8:30.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's the best.
Wow.
Take a morning radio job, too.
I love it.
Yeah, it's where we live in.
The talk show is Under a Rock with Tig Notaro, and it is on funnyordie.com or some of their social medias as well.
Go to these Largo shows, Saturday, November
30th. I think that Zach is sold out, so come down and see
December 1st,
Dakota Johnson. She's from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don Johnson's kid.
And Melanie Griffith's kid.
And Melanie Griffith's kid.
They might be there.
All right.
I mean, not that that's what's going to lure you. I mean, Dakota
is awesome.
You know what? I performed at her 30th birthday.
You did stand up there?
Really?
I did.
She's just a fan.
Well, yeah, but she dates Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yes.
And he hired me to be the surprise at her birthday, and I was like, "Are you sure she really likes me? Because this is going to be
terrible surprise
if I walk out as the big reveal."
Yeah. Like, oh,
and she's
what?
Like, "Did I say I liked her?"
We just randomly saw her on Netflix once. I barely know the woman.
Amazing.
Well, congrats.
Who's
on
nicer
that.
Than Chris Martin, by the way?
Yeah, agreed.
Equally as nice as Dakota.
Oh, see, that makes me so happy.
Good. I was truly. They're wonderful humans.
Good.
And come on down to Largo, and I'll prove it to you.
There you go. December 1st, go see.
Speaking of wonderful humans, Tig Notaro, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, wonderful humans.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, you want the long version of the intro for this game?
Yeah, give me the long one.
This is for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night number 2. Here's the long one.
Just a second!
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you want to hear the short one as well?
Short one, please, yeah.
Okay.
Just a second!
Okay.
Yep, we got it.
So that's what we're doing. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to guess one of the bands.
Mm-hmm.
and the song title from night two.
Yes, we're going to play just a second. That's why we call it Just a Second.
Just a Second!
We're going to just play a second of a song, and you're going to...
Just a Second!
Yep, and you're going to tell us the title and the song title, because we're playing just a second of it.
Right. So we need the band and the song title, yeah. And we're going to give it to you twice. We will play it for you twice.
Okay. Can you remind them the theme?
I don't remember. Oh.
Just a Second!
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's start with Jose and Van Nuys. Good morning, Jose.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Are you ready?
Did you hear the theme, Jose?
I did not. Can I hear it one more time?
Just a Second!
Thank you for playing
thank
along.
Thank you, Jose.
All right, here's your Just a Second. Okay, one more time.
Artist from Night 2 of Acoustic Christmas and the song title.
Damn it.
No, that's Blake.
See what you
Love
there?
Me the Band.
Okay.
Broken.
Yes. Song title?
He said Broken.
Broken.
He did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that was shocking. Yeah. Did he have help?
No, I mean, maybe.
I mean, it sounded like it was 100 miles away and then got it all of a sudden.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. Love me the Band Broken.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to Chelsea in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What kind of game is this?
Thank you.
Just a second.
Thank you for playing
Chelsea.
Along.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. All right, are you ready? We're going to give it to you twice.
Bring it.
Here we go. One more time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God.
I mean, yeah. People do like the band, but I would not call them God. Artist name, about, song title?
Yeah. No.
Nope.
I'm sorry, that's the interrupter. She's Kerosene.
Yeah.
She's Kerosene.
What a great band. All right, let's go to Will in Van Nuys. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Hey, Will. You've been listening in because we are playing a game. I need to make sure you know what it is.
Just a second!
Just a second.
Yes. Yes. Excellent.
Good. Good to hear.
All right, Will, we're going to play it for you twice. Here we go. One more time.
21 Pilots.
Yes.
The ride song that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we'll take it. Take it. Somewhere
yep. I find. We'll take Ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Ed in Marina Del Rey. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys.
You know the name of the game?
We went by so quick. Can you remind me?
He's right.
Just a second!
There we go.
Right. He was right.
All right, are you ready? We're going to play it for you twice.
I'm ready.
Here you go. One more time. Band and song.
Mumford and Sons.
Sorry, that's a Monsters and Men little talk. I would just like to say again, I would fail this game every single time. I go, I love that song, but I can't remember. Let's go to Allie in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Allie, quick question. Do you know the name of the game?
I might have missed it.
Thanks.
Can you
just a second!
Yeah, no worries. We'll do that.
Well done. All right, we're going to play it for you twice. You ready?
Yes.
Here you go.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
One more time. Oof.
Of course, you play me the hardest.
Oh,
that was a difficult
it really
one.
Is.
It genuinely sounds like two people coughing.
I know what it is. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that helps her how?
It helps her. I'm going to send it to her.
Think it. Yeah, think it.
All right. Allie, name of a band for night two and song title.
Matt Mason?
Nope.
I'm sorry. That's a raconteur, Steady As She Goes. All right. This is a difficult game.
Yeah. It is very difficult.
Let's go to Kyle in Torrance. Good morning, Kyle.
What's going on, party people?
Hey, Kyle.
Just a second!
Thanks.
Just figured I'd get right to it.
Yeah, no, please.
All right, we're going to play it for you twice. You ready?
Ready.
Here you go.
Oh.
Okay, one more time.
Oh, my God. I knew every song but this one.
Oh.
I want to say Cage the Elephant.
Sorry, that's the 1975 Somebody Else.
Man, night two is going to kill.
Yeah. Yes.
They're going to play more than a second, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, thank God.
I hope so.
Just a second!
Wouldn't that be funny if they just walked out and played a second and just walked? Thank you, everybody. Good night.
You know what? My kind of concert.
Jessica in Pomona. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What game is this again? I keep missing it.
Great question.
Thank you.
Just a second!
Always got to make sure they know.
All right, this is our final contestant. Here is your song. We'll play it for you twice.
All right.
Yikes.
All right, one more time.
That's Mumford and Sons.
Yes.
The lion.
Yes.
What's it called?
You're so close.
Lion is one of the three words.
Little
yes, yes.
Lion.
Little lion.
Little lion cub paw.
Nope.
Oh no.
I mean, that's as close as you can.
She will
get.
Never. Cynthia will never forget this.
It's little lion man.
So close.
Cynthia, please stay away from shoelaces or sharp items or cliffs.
All right, we have two people to draw from.
Yeah.
Will or Jose, right?
Who is going to night number two?
The winner is...
Winner is Jose!
Jose! Yeah!
Easiest game in the world. Thank you, guys.
And thanks for playing the game.
Just a second!
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
The last time we had our guest in, Adam Carolla, was last Thursday.
And I cried.
That was a very, very good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of really good feedback. So many fans. Radio, it means, like when Friends goes off the air, like it's okay, or Seinfeld or whatever. But when radio shows break up or people go different directions or whatever,
or one of them dies,
it hits right. It hits people at a really deep level. Like there's a strong connection. Like we've all been on the losing end of that, where you
sure.
feel like you've lost a friend or yeah. someone is not going to be in your life. It's so much more visceral, and it has so much more sort of importance to it than this a show going off the air, like
right.
the last episode of MASH or something.
And that's why we tried our best to get Bean to do some big, like, going away party or something, but it was just too much for him to fathom. So we got Jimmy on Monday, I think, of that week, of last week. And then he got you when? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Bean, I got an email from Jimmy saying, like, hey, why don't you... It said, I know you're really busy, but can you just come over here?
Oh, he just forwarded mine to him then.
I said, he didn't do it. He had his assistant.
Okay, all right.
I think he had the guy who breaks in his shoes do it. But I'll tell you one thing, Jimmy is downsizing. He's now using the guy who walks his dog
uh-huh.
to break in his shoes.
Oh, wow.
So
both
I don't know.
At the same time.
I don't know if they're lean times over there. He's just tightening his belt. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't get Bean's okay on that just to have Jimmy in until last Monday. I said, listen. It's Jimmy Kimmel. He worked with us. You love him. You know him. I'm promising you no surprises until he brought Adam. But then Jimmy said, yeah, I have something, but I'll change it around.
It never would have come together the way it did had we planned it.
Agreed.
It was perfectly improv. It was enough for Bean to feel comfortable.
But not too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same with starting a family. If you
plan it,
it just doesn't work. It's got to be
a beautiful mistake.
Spontaneous,
organic.
High school decision. That's what works out.
Did you specify high school decision?
When I say high school?
Yeah, you said
junior high or high school. I mean, either one. Sometimes the ninth grade starts high school in the other districts.
Sure.
It's the 10th grade.
Sure.
I don't want to be weird.
I can see that.
You know, for me, it's 10th grade. So I realize that that's different for different folks.
But thank you for coming last week. It was
really
important day and a great day, and thank you for that.
It was a historic day, and as I was driving home, I was actually driving to work, but I was thinking to myself, God, I'm glad I was a part of that.
Yeah.
I had a sort of a, what? Oh, yeah, sure, why not? Well, sounds good, but
So did we, because none of us knew his mindset. He was very anxious, and he just didn't know, and so we were like, well, let's have Adam and Jimmy in for, like, two breaks, which is 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then 2.5 hours later.
Whole plan.
Yeah.
That's the only plan we had.
Well, the thing that you guys didn't really know is that I always have stuff lined up. So if I'm doing Kevin and Bean at 7:20 in the morning, I have interviews at 8:20 for newspapers or whatever, because I got an hour drive back to my job.
I got you.
So I kept going out every break and telling my assistant, kick them down the line.
You were here for 2.5 hours or something like that.
Yeah. You don't abandon this show or Jimmy Kimmel
on a day like that.
It really is. Yeah.
No, but it was an impressive day, and we really appreciate you being here and
helping out. Well, and also... it's all the memories flood back and you forget about all those stories and all that kind of stuff as well. And also, I don't get a chance to work and be funny with Jimmy sitting next to him like I used to do all the time. I sort of forgot, oh, yeah, that's why we did shows together. So he just makes everything better.
Yeah,
he's like some sort of a great comedic conductor.
Mm-hmm. And that, as a fan, that was what I took home. Yeah, I was like, we got to see them do it again and for a good cause.
For a good cause, yeah. We're still sending Bean our emails. I'm not sure why that's happening.
Yeah, he's still in our email chain. We should probably work on that.
He'll respond to stuff. Like, I would vote no, but I'm not on the show, so. Tell us about your new movie, Adam.
I got a new movie
Ford
called...
Ford versus Ferrari. That's the name of it?
Did you get Matt Damon through Kimmel? Through Jimmy? Because it's amazing what you... I mean, the cast.
I made a movie called The 24-Hour War 3 years ago, streaming on Netflix as we speak. Mm-hmm. That was the story of Ford versus Ferrari at Le Mans, which is the same story.
How did you
story.
Get Christian Bale for that, though,
I did not.
What?
I did interview him for my podcast, but I did not get him. I had this idea 3 years ago or 4 years ago and made the movie, probably started on it 5 years ago. And then I went right from that movie to Shelby American, which is the latest movie about Carroll Shelby, which is a documentary, which is on chassis.com, chassy.com. And I got interested in those two subjects years ago, and then Hollywood just made a movie about it.
And just blew you right out of the water.
Right out of the water. Right? Well, people, I do interviews and people go, how did you know to make that movie? Or did you know that this movie was coming out and blah, blah, blah? And I go, do you know what movie is coming out in 2023? Yeah. And they go, no. And I go, well, there's your answer. Yeah. No, I had no idea 3 years ago when we were making
this. Tell us what, Le Mans? Is that how you say it? Tell us what that is, because I don't even...
You say Le Mans, but it's kind of Le Mans is the way they say it. The biggest race in the world.
Mine's better.
It's a 24 hours of Le Mans, and it's a huge international race, and it was dominated formerly by all the European car manufacturers. There's no Americans that ever went to Le Mans and won Le Mans. It would be Ferrari and Porsche and Aston Martin and folks like that would win
every
year.
Did Americans try and just... weren't good enough?
There would be some what they call privateers who would show up and bring their Corvette and do it in a lower class. They had different classes, but the ultimate winner in the sort of unlimited class would always be won by Ferrari or Porsche or Aston Martin or whatever. The story goes that Ford was losing market share because they weren't doing any racing and they didn't have a race car, and Chevy was eating their lunch because it was win on Sunday, sell on Monday. And at some point, Ford wanted to get into the game, and Ford saw that Ferrari was winning everything.
Right.
And Ferrari's this little miniature boutique car company who just wants to race. And all they're doing is selling a couple of passenger cars, street-going cars, a year to support their racing.
Right.
That's all they're doing. And so Ford comes up with this idea of, I'll just buy Ferrari. And then I'll just start winning immediately
because
they have 50 years of experience. Mm-hmm. He goes,
that's America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll just buy the little,
well, you do the work,
buy the little foreigner, make him my bitch.
Yeah.
So he goes over there and they're going to do a deal. He's going to buy all of Ferrari for like $16 million.
Right.
Now, he goes over there. Ferrari's just using him because he wants to get Fiat to buy him out, an Italian company.
So Ferrari never even considered Ford.
Ferrari is using Ford, to get a suitor to bid it up, to get the local Fiat guy, the Italian guy, to buy him out.
Gotcha.
Uses him, gets bought out. Ford is furious. Ford returns to Detroit, and Ford says, I don't care how much money this costs. We're going to beat that guy at Le Mans. And they have no experience and no car, but they have endless budget to do it. So they treat it like the space program, and they start trying to buy it, but they can't buy the experience. Their cars keep breaking. It's a 24-hour race. Eventually, they get hold of Carroll Shelby, and they go, you've won at Le Mans as a driver, in 1959.
Oh, I didn't even know that. He won before.
He was a great driver, had a heart condition. They told him they had 5 years to live.
And Ford's like, that's enough.
You can't race anymore. Yeah, I only need 18 months. So he came down, and he threw every bit of money he could at it, and a ragtag group of guys in Venice Beach, California, where Shelby was set up, mm-hmm. built this crazy supercar, went to Le Mans, and beat Ferrari.
All right. We have Adam Carolla here. We're talking about the documentary Shelby American, the Carroll Shelby story. And we're going to take a quick break and come right back.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
The Ace Man, Adam Carolla, is here. Adam, how did you get interested in racing in the beginning? Or is it cars more than racing?
I've always been kind of a building guy, you know, kind of a wrencher, a gearhead. But I like building. I like anything, you know, anything to do with construction. And
I'm the opposite of that. I don't want anything to do with
most guys are either kind of in or out on it, and I'm all in. And so I always loved cars. You know, I never had any money, but once I made some money, I got some cars, and then I got some Paul Newman race cars, and then I made a documentary about Paul Newman. Once I really started to study him, and then once I made the Newman doc, when you start making a documentary about car guys, you start interviewing all the legends, all the Dan Gurneys and the Mario Andretti's and stuff, and then that leads to other car stories.
It's like a drug habit.
Yeah.
It gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Better cars.
Newman docs are a gateway doc. And then you heard what Biden said about docs. Yeah. I agree with the man. Some wisdom.
Don't you wish you had a cheaper hobby at this point, though? I mean, it is an expensive hobby to get into car. I mean, you have the Paul Newman car, which is insane. But just even making
cars
from scratch.
The Paul Newman car.
Because that's on display this week at the LA Auto Show, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's about... I have 11 Paul Newman race cars.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
An empire.
So the thing is, it's beautiful because every 3 weeks I tell one of my kids that, and they go, yeah, we heard you. You're blocking the set, old man. Jesus Christ. We get it. So it's awesome. It's just like my childhood. The cars are expensive. The real expense is probably going out and racing because the fuel is like 116 octane, mm-hmm. and it's like $18 a gallon or whatever it is, and the tires are real expensive. Everything's really expensive, but the cars go up in value.
Yeah, they're investments.
So
yeah.
Theoretically, when I'm gone, someone will be able to throw those up on
how quickly will your kids sell those, though?
I'll still technically be alive. They'll just not have called the priest yet and actually pulled the plug. Yeah, they will be making arrangements. Because sometimes there's like a one-week lead time with Bring a Trailer or one of the other auction sites.
So tell us about working with the Shelby family. You did, right?
We work with the Ford family and with the Shelby family.
How do you make that, hey, Ford family, my name's Adam.
What happens is I think they see what you've done with your last project.
Okay.
You know, they go, oh, we saw the Paul Newman doc. We saw the way you handled that. We love that. Now we trust you.
They take you seriously.
In this department. You end up knowing some of the same people. They go, oh, I'll call that guy. I'll call Henry Ford III or whatever, and he'll come over and he'll sit down. And you start sitting down with these guys, and the next thing you know, you're talking to Aaron Shelby, his grandson. You're talking to his son. They're bringing up scrapbooks. And part of, I guess, making a doc is sort of access. You know, you have to find these people. They have to trust you. They have to want to work with you. And then you get a bunch of inside stuff and access that you would never were able to get before. So
do you when I'm watching it, which is great, by the way, you can get it on chassis.com. It's called Shelby American, the Carroll Shelby story. When watching it, I felt that you connect with Carroll Shelby. He had so many gigs and he was always looking for like new things to do. And I immediately thought Adam must relate to this dude to an extent.
I think he's kind of the American story, and I'm not saying that I am, but I'm saying, like, he came here...
I'll say it. You are.
He wanted to work. Like, he came here to work. He didn't come here to get any free cheese from the government or hammer welfare checks. He was like, the sun's shining, I'm going to work. And he also didn't want to work at one thing. You know, he liked cars, but he would have a big chili cook-off and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Like all car owners do.
Yeah, why not?
A big chili cook-off.
Yeah, cars and and chili every Sunday. Bob's Big Boy, 6 a.m. Be there. So this is, by the way, this is beanless chili is what we're cooking here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicely done. Well played, sir.
But yeah, I felt like you would connect with him. I felt like he's a worker like you are.
Yeah, he's got a lot more sort of showmanship or whatever than he's got a little Pete Rose in him,
sure.
You know. But yes, I like the idea that he's that way. He's also kind of an innovator. And he also does this thing, which is back to the aforementioned Jimmy Kimmel. He was great at putting things together. You know, he didn't invent the Shelby Cobra. That's an AC Bristol. It's out of England. It's a little like MG type car out of England. He just got those cars, brought them here, called Ford, said, give me engines, and put their engines in that car, and then called it AC Cobra. But it's not, he didn't make the car. He just took the peanut butter and the chocolate and made the peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm.
I need peanut butter right now.
He's a bit of a con man. He can tell you he has certain cars or he has certain engines lined up and they weren't there.
But I think what's so likable about him is just that he was all about perseverance and just never letting anything down, you know, get him down and just continuing to go on.
He had physical conditions. He was a double organ transplant. He was on medication all the time. I mean, he lived, I don't know, until he was like 85 or 6 or
really?
Something. He wasn't supposed to see his 55th birthday.
Yeah.
Told him that.
When he got out of the car at Le Mans, they told him he was dying. Like, he wasn't going to race anymore. He had 5 years to live. Like, it was, he had bad bad medical conditions and bad doctors.
He's still alive at 85.
Well, you know, doctors back then, they're like, hey, could you hold my cigarette? Let me get my stethoscope.
So he actually went back and raced and won the thing?
He ran Le Mans in the 50s or 59 as a driver for Aston Martin, won Le Mans outright, had a heart condition, got taken out of racing altogether, had nothing to do, went back to Texas, started a chicken farm. All the chickens died of Newcastle disease.
Yeah. Like right in front of him.
It sounds like he's not very good at anything.
He's not good with poultry.
Luckily, that doesn't involve any poultry in racing.
Right. Because
that was his dream.
Yeah, there's very little poultry in racing. but he loved cars, and he was a salesman, and he went to Le Mans, and now, Ford tried to do it without Shelby.
Oh, okay.
Ford said, we got all the money, we got all the engineers, we're going there, and they went there, and they failed. So they said to Shelby, you take over the program, you bring us there, and he brought them there, and they won. And the real story, the real tragedy of the story, and what's highlighted in Ford v. Ferrari, is Ken Miles. Ken Miles was this British guy. He was an engineer. He drove for Shelby. He was winning the race by 3 laps, and there were 3 Ford GT40s all going to win the race.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford, the Deuce, they called him, Henry Ford II, he said...
The Deuce.
He said, slow it down. Yeah.
Glad that's not my nickname.
Yeah, I would have said drop the Deuce if they said slow it down. But they said slow it down. He said, I want a photo finish of all 3 of my cars crossing the finish line at the same time.
So he literally had to slow down?
So they said to Ken Miles, who's winning the race, slow down. And he's about to win the Triple Crown. He just won Daytona. He just won Sebring. Now he's going to win Le Mans. It's a Triple Crown of endurance racing. He's going to be the first guy to ever win the Triple Crown of racing. And they go, slow it down. And he doesn't want to do it. And finally goes, okay. And he slows down. And they all have the photo finish across the finish line. And he thinks he won. And at the end, the French officials say, no, you came in second.
No.
You did not win.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because your car started 18 feet further back on the grid, meaning his car started, his car started in front. They would line up the cars and run across the track and jump in the cars. His car started 18 feet in front of Bruce McLaren, of McLaren's cars now.
Sure.
And so they said, the French official said his car traveled further over 24 hours.
Oh.
And then,
if you're that driver, would you ever slow down?
No, I don't care. That's what you get for being a team player.
Right?
Right.
Kids, if you're listening,
selfish.
Never be a team
have
player.
Have an ego. Never let that happen.
Have another handful of taffy. Tell your mom to shove it and never be a team player. Jump out of the car if you're on your way to school. Shoulder roll and run to the closest water park. Listen to me, children. Then he comes in second. He gets screwed. 6 weeks later, they're at Riverside. They're testing a brand new GT40. Ken Miles is the test driver. Mm-hmm. Dies.
What a life.
Wow.
What a way to go out, right?
Right.
It's a good way to end our morning interview.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right?
Also, you learn in Adam's documentary, they lost like 9 drivers a year back then.
It was a normal
dude
thing.
Dude just died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All Ferrari was brought up on manslaughter charges in Italy for killing too many people.
Too many?
Different times.
Is there a limit?
Not
like 8's cool with us, but you killed 9.
Well, they would kill spectators and drivers.
Different year, man.
Yeah.
And then when you became a race car driver, you're like, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to die.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's how it worked.
Of course. All right. Well, Adam, we got to go. We appreciate you coming here. You can follow Adam on Twitter at Adam Carolla. The website is adamcarolla.com. And Shelby American, the Carol Shelby story, is the name of the movie. And you can watch it on chassis.com.
Go see it. It's great. Even if you're not a racing or a car guy like me, I loved watching it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was really great.
Thank you, Adam. We appreciate it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
On Friday mornings, we love this, What's Happening, because we do the That's My Jam playlist. And that's where each of us brings in a song that we may be listening to. Maybe it's a new discovery.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something you were like, oh, I forgot that song existed. And we have a That's My Jam playlist that we put up at Kevin and Bean on the socials. And you can follow right along.
Yeah, and it's so great. Over 100 songs, throw it on shuffle, and just have a good time. And I'm excited because, you know, we don't get to choose the music that we play.
People are shocked.
I mean, we like it.
Yeah, of course.
It's also, we have other stuff that we like as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And this is kind of fun because we get to mix it up and stuff. So all of us got to pick a song today. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, let's start with you.
Mine is West Park is the name of the band.
Okay.
They put out the song last year. I was not familiar with it. They're from Irvine, and a couple of them came from Berkeley. And the song that they put out is Coffee and Weed. And it's basically how you get through college.
Legit, rolling first class on a business trip. Coffee and weed to get through the week. I got Adderall, cause after all I got this disease. Work through the night and sleep through the week. Nothing can fix me up like my coffee and weed.
Yes, checks out in Kevin's land.
100%.
Yeah,
that is a jam. It really, like, you know, hit home for
me.
Like
it.
I relate.
Speaks your language.
Wholeheartedly.
Speaks your language.
All right, Jensen, what's up with you?
All right. Producer Kenny Beats did something that has not yet happened here on K-Rock, which is paired up two artists from old Get Up On This segments.
Oh.
Which happens every once in a while. Two people I've spotlighted work together, but it's the first time here on K-Rock. And I'm excited that Dominic Fike and Omar Apollo, two of my favorite up-and-coming sort of alternative R&B artists, created a song together. And this might end up being my favorite song of the year.
No kidding.
I love it. Came out a couple weeks ago. It is called Hit Me Up.
Say I've got some time, I'm abusing. Change my mind if you ever switch it up.
That's my guys.
I love that.
Got that Raphael Sadiq vibe to it, but it is awesome, and you can download it. Kenny Beats, Dominic Fike, and Omar Apollo. It's called Hit Me Up.
Yeah, Dominic Fike, I've been hearing a lot about him. Mm-hmm. He has one of my favorite face tats.
It's a good one.
He's got, yes.
It's a good
that's
one.
A category.
He's got the Apple logo face tat, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, very like a teardrop.
Thin, yeah, very thin-lined Apple logo.
It's so good.
Kids.
It's my favorite.
Kids these days,
yeah.
Right?
But he's good.
Yes, he's very good.
Yeah, definitely keep your eye on him. Okay, so then we're going to do Allie's pick, because she's not here, so
yes,
you want to set
correct.
That
up. Yes, correct. This is by Fartin Scorsese. Now, this is a song...
Wait, who is it by? One more time?
Fartin Scorsese.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's a song that we sort of forgot we had for a while. I think Beer Mug's the one that unearthed it.
Well, he did. Andrea Savage came in.
Yes.
And what happened is she has a podcast where she talks about buttholes a lot, and... Beer Mug, because he's a great producer, just looked up Butthole in our old set, like our system, and this song came up, and we started playing it. It has become an anthem for the show in the past few weeks, and now it is on Spotify, and it's what the technical title is My Cousin Tim.
That's correct, yes.
Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
And so that is Psycho Mike's impression of Jed the Fish.
Yes, and I didn't realize at the time that a listener put that to music and made the song.
Yeah.
So they tweeted us. They were like, hey, can we release it on Spotify? We're like, of course.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
absolutely.
God.
And we're hopefully working on a charity vinyl of it as well. But that's a jam to have on your playlist.
Oh, 1,000%. Beer Mug knew every word. He's like, oh, yeah. Just going yeah. for it.
It's my ringtone.
Beer Mug is the curator of it. He brought it back in the same way that Adam Carolla brought back the Shelby.
Correct.
That's right.
You've brought back, this is your legacy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where I wore
you brought
white
back
gloves.
The butthole.
Yeah,
white gloves.
White gloves. To work with the butthole. well, congratulations to everyone.
God's work.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Your pick. Your pick.
My pick. Okay. And anyone who follows me on social media, at Megan Holiday, I'm plugging myself.
Sure.
I don't care.
No,
so I'm obsessed with this band called Joy Wave.
Really? I hadn't seen that in any of your social media.
I discovered them in 2016, opening up for Metric. And it was one of those things where I just heard them and I had to run up to the front and watch them. They have a new album that's going to be coming out in March, I believe. This will be their third album. But this is from their second album. And it is the greatest song ever written.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It is called Destruction, and it's let's go.
Come on.
I mean, now we know why she tweets incessantly about
yes.
it.
Yep.
It's a
thank
good jam.
You.
That's
yeah.
sweet.
Right? Isn't
yep.
that awesome?
Good jam.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Also want to highlight birthdays today. Karen O, Scarlett Johansson, Haley Baldwin, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Mark Ruffalo. And that's, mm-hmm. I'm Megan Holliday. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My wife and I run a charity
mm-hmm.
called Friends and Helpers.
Yep.
And we come to the audience 2 times a year, once for back to school and once for the holiday program.
Because you guys are selfish and you guys, it's gross what you guys do with
this. We do keep most of the money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true.
We know that.
Vacation.
Melissa, yeah.
Who
morning.
Needs another house?
Hello? Where's Bean?
What?
Oh, we get it from her, too?
Bean.
Oh, come God. On, Melissa. Of all people. Of all people, we have to hear
is
that
he
from.
There?
No,
Bean.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
You can pray at night before you go to sleep. He'll hear everything you're saying.
Bean.
He's not here.
All right.
Explain to people, friends and helpers who may not have heard of it yet.
I'll explain it to you, but I have a heaviness in my heart over Bean.
Okay, he's okay, but all right.
Okay.
Okay. So we have been doing this charity for 25 years. Kevin works tirelessly to make this happen. And what we do is we work with people who are abused, women and children. And everybody in our program is getting some kind of counseling. So they're getting parent counseling, nutrition counseling, you know, trying to make a better world. It's not their fault that they're abused and living in shelter. Mm-hmm. It's not. One, listen to this statistic. 1 in 3 people is abused.
That's insane.
Wow.
Every year I pray that number goes down, it goes up. Mm-hmm. Our front yard is filled with pallets of things that we have bought and ordered and planned for to give. I think the number this year is 7,800, Kev, right?
I believe so, yeah. It's crazy. The need just keeps going up, and you just keep going, well, at some point, but no.
Yeah, not at all. In my own experience, when we had Adler and we were in the NICU for, you know, basically a little over a month, I was startled and completely pained to find out how much our abuse cases for young children and their moms.
Yeah.
We'd walk by certain hospital rooms and there'd be cops outside and I'd wonder why. And then I realized it's so that their abuser didn't come
by. So they're safe, yeah.
Yeah, and it's exactly. Outstanding, yeah.
And all the shelters that we work with are in hiding because they have to be. Mm. Like, you know, people don't think this is Thanksgiving week. Well, that means that all the kids that can't go to school aren't in the food program.
Right.
So that has to be rectified. Like, how are we going to have enough food for them? There are a million ways to help, and your listeners have always shown us that they can do that. You know, what we do is we do adopt a family. You can email us and we can send you a family, like to use Jensen as an example. Mm-hmm. He's got a new baby. So maybe he would like to adopt a family with a new baby.
Sure.
That doesn't have anything. You can adopt a stocking. We fill those with candy. We have seen kids 6 and 7 years later still holding those stockings. Adopt a woman's bag, which is your basic hygiene. Boys, don't get scared. Megan, help me here. You know, tampons are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you need them every month.
And
we cannot get them free. I steal them out of every doctor's office, spa, anywhere I go.
Well, that you want to advertise that.
She's kidding.
Yeah. But really, those are the most needed things.
Yeah.
You know, like when women come in off the street, when I was in sober living, mm-hmm. it was always those toiletry items that were really,
they really have nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what you try to do is give them as much of a normal life as possible. So at the holidays, we try to provide gifts, you know, and we'll actually get information from, let's say Jensen, because I would just harp on him for a minute.
Yeah.
Wants to take a family.
Because I'm a terrible person and you're trying your hardest to get me to get involved.
Wants to take a family with a little kid. Well, we know who they are and we've asked them exactly what they want. So we'll be able to give Jensen a list of this is what the kid wants, although not 4 months old, but, mm-hmm. and this is what the mom wants. And sometimes
it's... Well, but there are 4 months olds. There's 0 months old.
Yeah.
There's everything. Like Jensen, if I recall, due to my recent shopping, you enjoyed the Bed Bath & Beyond.
I love the Bed Bath & Beyond. They might not love me, but I love them.
Well, but that's a store. Especially Target is a great store because they have groceries and toys and things like that. And remember, too, when you're in shelter, you come with nothing.
Yeah.
So we give you everything that we can. And then once you get into some kind of housing, we do the best we can there. Now, once again, we are in the thick of things, and December 7th, we will be in Irvine. Look on our website. We're trying to make it more fun, more bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
We have a raffle, bake sale, photos with Santa, and other festivities. You can fill stockings, create cards, build snack bags. And one thing I want to say about building snack bags, we do that so that kids sit with their peers at lunch and don't hide by their lockers.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I mean, I know for Jensen that was normal.
Yeah, I mean, that was just because I had no friends. I don't know if
And he smelled bad, too.
I missed the friends part of Friends and Helpers.
But don't you think, Jensen, if you had had a nice snack bag, people would have wanted to share Rice Krispies?
Listen, listen. Nobody wants to be the kid without the snacks. Nobody right. wants to be yeah. the kid without
Nobody.
The toys. Nobody wants to be the kid without the things. And it's not their predicament. It's not something they asked to
not
be a part
fault,
of.
Right, exactly.
And so that's why this is such a great charity and helping them out.
And I think the thing people should...
Oh, I'm sorry, Megan.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I just think people, you know, have to remember that it feels so good when you get to be of service to other people.
Yes.
It like, just makes you feel good as a person.
And if you have kids,
yeah.
it's amazing to watch them be so rewarded by buying gifts for other people. It's
yeah.
really like training for your kids that we never thought of in the yeah. beginning. We had no idea.
So the event is Saturday, December 7th at Goodman in Irvine. It's from 9 a.m. to noon. It's rain or shine. So no matter what the weather is,
oh, yeah.
you can go out and help out. And that's at 18201 Von Karman Avenue, Karman, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. That's December 7th. And then December 8th, the next day, we're going to do it at Galpin Ford.
Oh, cool. There you go.
And we have a drop-off there. So you can either bring, like, families that you've donated, or you can bring just, you know, new toys or whatever it is that you may have. Maybe you just want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You can help fill stockings, that kind of stuff.
And all the information is at friendsandhelpers.org. O-R-G.
It is. And I just want to say, too, everybody can help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really easy. You can go online and make a donation. When you're scrolling Instagram, go, you know what? I don't need to do that. I can do this. Every dollar, Kevin and I pay for all the hard costs, and every dollar goes to the cause.
Great.
And Jensen, I'm picking on you because I'm dying to get my hands on Adler.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, I'm not donating him to Friends and Helpers, but we do have a very cool Olive Garden gift card I'll be giving Kevin. Olive Garden is a great company. They send me gift cards a lot. I don't eat that much pasta. I'm very excited to hand it off to children who want it. Very excited.
Like I said, we'd rather have Adler.
Okay,
well,
fair enough.
He's not offered.
He's not offered,
yeah,
but you know what? Olive Garden, always a great second.
Olive Garden, great second.
There you go.
And everybody can help. Let's say that I just want to say, you know, you're out, you're doing your shopping. Board games are $5.
Yeah.
And I also just want to put this shout out. Teenagers get so forgotten. An AMC movie card,
yeah.
anything. They want to feel normal. For some reason, Buffalo Wild Wings is one of my top requests.
Hey, all right.
So just things like that. And, you know, after groceries, beauty is our number two request because people want to feel good again.
And I'd just like to second what you say about when we go on the air, the K-Rock audience, it reacts in a crazy positive way. And it's really, really encouraging to see that.
Yeah. It's a way to give back.
Yeah.
So again.
And it's easy.
Yeah. Very.
We've made it so easy for you. All you've got to do is go online and click. Or come and enjoy a delightful brownie, fill a stocking, dump $5 in a bucket, and you feel like a king all day.
You yeah. can find out all the information at friendsandhelpers.org.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate it.
Okay, Bean.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
All right, we're going to talk about people who got gifts mm-hmm. for the holidays,
yeah.
and perhaps that was the last straw, and you broke up with someone because of it.
Because buying a Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift or whatever for someone at the holidays is a pressurous situation, especially in a newer relationship.
Right.
Like, you get
judged. What if
judged.
It's a longer relationship?
I think it's just as hard.
Then it's crazy, right?
Because you could just be like jewelry and call it a day.
Right.
But you want to be a little more creative, and that's where the problems exist.
Yeah.
And you have to know what level. Like, am I going
oh, yeah.
too high? You know, what do I buy something a little more fun? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you buy, like, a $3,000 bracelet and then she got you a poster.
Yes, exactly. That's when it gets to be like, oh, we're on two different levels
wait,
here.
Wait, who's the poster on?
Yeah.
It's important.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds,
yeah.
okay, perfect.
Or of the bracelet.
All right, so we brought this up, mm-hmm. and we have a new employee named Destiny, who's here.
We got Destiny from an urban radio station, and now all I think about is that she gets the air horn when she's introduced.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were talking yesterday about this, and you said...
I laughed.
Because...
I was, like, chuckling in the background because I have done that before.
You've broken up with somebody.
Yeah.
Because of a gift.
Yes. I thought of the exact thing. I was like, okay, I got this.
An incredible bitch.
Mm-hmm. All right. What could possibly...
All right, I'll set up the story.
Okay.
It was my 19th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was super excited. My boyfriend, he planned this whole day for us. We went to the beach with all of our friends.
Okay.
And I had given a list of gifts
that I might want, you know, just to try to push them in the right direction.
That sounds chill, Destiny.
Okay, I'm not the greatest gift giver in the whole world. Like, I had just gotten a backpack for my last birthday.
Hold on, so I'm sorry, what?
I got a backpack for my previous birthday.
From him. So he has a track record of needing help.
He needs help. So I was trying to push him in the right direction, hoping it would go well this year.
Okay.
So we go to the beach. We're having a great time. And he's like, are you ready for your gift? I'm like, yeah, super excited. Can't wait to see what it is. Mm-hmm. He pulls this little tiny cardboard thing out of his bag.
So you brought it with you.
Yeah, I found it. Okay. I found it.
Cardboard thing.
I love that you kept it.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I know why. Preparing
for this moment. Right? Okay. So I pull it out. It's stylish self-adhesive mustaches for girls.
They are
four
pink.
Girls.
Yes. They're pink.
Yes. They're pink.
Oh my
god. And how long had you been with them at this point?
I got to tell you, that's a great gift.
It's for every day of the week, too.
Two or three years.
Wow.
So I look at it, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Thinking like, oh yeah, it's a gag gift. Like where's the mustache on?
Yeah,
put it on.
Where did you go other than Spencer's gifts?
So I'm like, you know, I'm trying not to be ungrateful, but I'm like, wait, the hour's going by. I'm like waiting. Maybe there's another surprise.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so we're just chilling. We get in the car, and I'm like, still waiting.
Yeah, so you thought maybe you'd be in the car.
When is the real gift?
So I'm waiting. Hours go by. We go home, and nothing. He's like, oh, did you have a great birthday? I'm like, yeah, it was pretty cool. And it just was like the whole time I was just livid and fuming. And by that time, like, we got into the biggest fight ever. And I was just like, why? I gave you a list.
So when you confronted him and you said, this is seriously my gift, what did he say?
Or did you confront him?
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Okay. He's like, I thought you would like it.
Oh, no. See, because that's the bigger issue. It's not that he was cheap or whatever. The bigger issue is he just doesn't know her. He doesn't want, like, he doesn't know
her. He knew me.
You think so?
He knew me. Yeah.
Well, you have a good sense of humor. I would think that you would find that funny, too, as long as it's not your main gift.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's a great additional.
It's a great additional, yeah.
So then we asked her. We were like, okay, cool. Are you dating someone now who gets you better with gifts? And then she told us.
It's the same guy.
Same guy.
She's been with him for like over a decade now. And so you had broken up for a while because of these mustaches.
Yeah.
But then you got back together.
Yeah.
She's just crazy.
Wow.
Right. She's a little bonkers.
She's a little bonkers. So,
has he gotten better at gift giving?
Yeah.
Just because you give him more specific lists?
For the most part, I've tried to like handhand-hold him through the gift giving.
Look,
a lot of guys aren't very good at it. I've learned just to not expect anything.
A lot of guys aren't very good at gift giving.
Yeah.
However, the pink mustache thing.
That's pretty good.
Even with your low expectations, that's garbage.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you guys. Have you given a bad gift? Have you gotten a bad gift? 1-800-520-1067.
Especially if it involves a breakup.
I mean, she's wearing the mustache now.
Oh, it looks great.
It really does look good.
Yeah, I get why you stayed with him.
Yeah.
I get it.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls today.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Talking to people who got bad gifts, sometimes it ended poorly.
Or gave them, man.
Or gave them, yeah.
Yeah, giver or taker.
Dan in Montebello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us about your gift exchange that went so well.
Okay, so two Christmases ago, we're exchanging the gifts. And my wife got me an Apple Watch.
Oh, that is a very nice gift.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And I came up next, and I got her a little handheld car vacuum cleaner.
Oh, but like there was another gift, right? I mean, it was
that was your joke gift.
Then no, you no.
But it was a really good car vacuum cleaner. It its own bag, and it's plugged into the cigarette lighter.
Right. But what was the real gift? Is what we're asking.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And Dan, was she not happy with you?
No, the look on her face was precious.
Because women do love getting things that clean stuff. I mean, it just doesn't fall into... Yeah. Okay, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, take it easy. Yeah. Take it easy with that.
No one sensed my sarcasm, yeah. I assume.
Dan, are you still together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've been married like 20-something
look
years.
Look at that.
So that helped.
Because women are better. That's why.
Yeah. Women are better forgiving, yeah. Very good.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Matt in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. Tell us about your gift exchange that went so well.
When I was in high school, I gave my girlfriend an iron.
Oh no. What the hell are you guys doing?
Why would you give her an iron?
Yeah, in high school, too.
Well, her clothes were wrinkled. And
Oh my God.
It was more of a hint.
Ruthless.
Well, I specifically remember being at her house, and they had an iron, and it broke.
Right.
Right.
So, and they were like, oh, our iron's broken. So I'm like, perfect gift idea.
Right.
Can I just butt in right here and say, not a perfect gift idea. Mm-mm. Give it to her any other time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did not end well.
No, it did not. You're not still with the creased up woman, are you, Matt?
Oh, my God.
Definitely not.
Right. Sometimes you got to...
On the other end of the gift idea, too.
Oh.
My dad every year gives us a bootleg VHS movie every year for Christmas.
VHS?
Even in 2019?
And it's not a gag gift either. He goes, have you seen this one? This is really good. And it's like, we don't have the heart to tell him no one watches VHS anymore.
Oh,
from a long line of iron givers.
They are. I think it might be in the blood.
Runs
yeah.
in family.
DNA. Mm. Well, congrats, Matt.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lucy in Studio City. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about gift exchanges. How did yours go?
Not so great.
Okay.
My first Mother's Day, my son's father had failed to buy a gift for me, and we all went out to breakfast with my family, and he kept disappearing, so I ended up paying for my breakfast, his breakfast, part of my mom's breakfast. And then he showed up with a gift. He had walked down the street and gotten a dip-your-own candle for me that was hot, hot, hot red in the middle and green on the outside, and they scraped it away with a decor that said, Hot Mom.
Oh, wow. Oh boy.
That is a beautiful
and
love story right there.
All I could think was... This I have to keep this for the rest of my life because it's my first Mother's Day gift.
Oh,
I mean, I didn't know you were married to such a romantic.
Hot Mom.
Right?
Thank you for the call, Lucy. We appreciate that. Let's go to Shannon in Lake Forest. Good morning.
When my husband and I were first married, I turned 30 that year. And for Christmas, he decided that he wanted to get me 30 gifts. So
Shannon, that sounds nice.
That is nice.
That's a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
Super nice, and it was so sweet, except he bought every single one of them off of a discount website, and they were all clothes, and not one thing fit me.
Out of 30, not one thing fit?
Oh, jeez.
Not one thing.
All right, let me ask an important question. Was it all too small or too large?
Right.
Too small.
Too small.
Oh, no.
By the way, better to go too small.
Yeah.
Let me just put that out there.
It is better.
You're going to buy clothes.
It is better.
Go too small.
I think you cannot buy women clothes. Like, maybe a coat, maybe a hat, gloves,
unless
boot,
it's
shoes,
on Destiny's list, and then you can...
Yeah.
Then buy mustaches.
And it is. When, when it comes to gift giving, it's quality over quantity. She didn't need 30 non-fitting outfits.
No.
Get her one good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just one that fit. All right.
And I told him, one good thing, and he would, in years following that, he would buy me like a bunch of crap that I didn't need, and I would get upset.
Are you still with him?
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
I'm very excited for your 60th.
Let's go to Tyra in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about this bad gift giving or taking.
Oh, it's the worst gift. So I met my now husband at a job a long time ago. We had to disclose to my boss that we were dating. And so 2 months later at Christmas, she got me a gift of edible chocolate body paint for me and my boyfriend.
Wow. You said it was a female boss?
This is a female boss.
Hello.
That is a terrible HR experiment. Did this person stay your boss?
Hell no.
Oh, man.
No,
that is very inappropriate.
How was the edible body chocolate, though?
Right.
I wouldn't know because we donated it to Goodwill.
I'm happy to think that some homeless man was able to eat it as a meal.
And I could eat it.
Exactly.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
And we are in the mix with Keep It 100, which is where we ask you guys to text in your choices for what we should play. We give you the power on Fridays. And we have a texter 100. But first, let's hear what came in 99th. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Mrs. Andrea. She wanted Kaiser Chiefs. I predict a riot.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been good.
That's a good one.
That's a good choice.
Texter 101. Do you guys want to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was Modest Yahoo, King Without a Crown from Carlos and El Segundo.
Less good.
I would have been all right with either one.
I have a weird Modest Yahoo story in that I could never get off his email list.
Really?
I would block him. I would send unsubscribe, everything.
And you'd think with his religion and his karma and all those things, he would try to help
you. Somehow he got to me every single time. I'd open up and I'd go, how do I have another email from Modest Yahoo? That's not possible.
Well, he's sneaky.
He's still around.
All right. Let's say good morning to Texter 100 for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
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 keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I don't know if you guys could tell because I did it so smoothly, but Beer Mug said in my headphones, play the intro.
Yeah.
We should have a Mugs mic on just
know,
for
really.
Those things.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Taylor in El Segundo. Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about your weekend. You got any big plans?
Nothing too wild. I have a birthday party tonight, which I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
And then otherwise, just, hoping to enjoy this beautiful weather.
Fantastic.
I agree, Taylor.
I agree as well.
So what was your pick? I mean, you don't tell us yet. You got to do a good sell. Why did you pick this song?
Okay. It makes me so happy. When the first chords come on, I just, get really smiley, and I think it's a really delightful way to start off a weekend.
And we all agree with you, Taylor.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So tell them what the song is.
The song is Praise You by Fatboy Slim.
Woo!
Keep it 100.
How good did that sound?
Really good.
So good.
Good way to start the weekend.
Fat Boy Slim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Megan.
Okay.
Filling in for Allie.
Yep.
All right.
What year was that released?
I could be totally off, but I'm gonna say 1998.
Well, this is already different because she picked a year,
right,
and
instead
stuck
of
with
three.
It already instead of three,
uh-huh.
And then decided on one. So she has the confidence.
So you said 1998.
Oh, we're supposed to pick three?
No.
Allie cheats.
Okay.
So she'll go late 90s, and then she'll go
96,
98,
97,
98, 102.
Right.
And you go, what's happening right now? So you picked 1998.
Yeah.
100% right.
Mm-hmm.
How about
are you,
that?
Are you kidding?
Yes, 1998.
Shut up.
Nicely done.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done. We'll do it again next week.
Keep it 100.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Worst.
Best.
Worst best.
Oh,
Thanksgiving
our
song.
Our only Thanksgiving song that we know.
It gave me life.
It's a very good song.
It gave you life.
It's a bop. It's a true bop.
It is time for one last look at what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
All
Who's
right.
Who's making a holiday? It's Allie.
Hi. So Dave King of Mexico said that I need to pimp myself out.
Go.
So I just want to remind everybody that I'm your nighttime DJ on K-Rock. You can usually hear me Monday through Friday.
That's not what Dave meant, by the way. But
boo.
Go ahead.
So you can hear me Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting. I get to play a lot of new music. So you can also find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Megan Holiday.
There you go.
There we go. There it is.
Pimped out.
Okay,
pimped out.
This is a very important story, though, for you guys. Okay, TLC is bringing a new reality
show
into your life. And it's all about funky feet.
Why?
I'll tell you why. There's one big reason.
Every foot is like a story.
As you know, every foot is like a story.
Every foot is like a story. We've learned a lot. Starring Dr. Ebony Vincent, Dr. Brad Schaefer, My Feet Are Killing Me.
That's the name of it?
That's the name of it.
Okay.
So all kinds of feet conditions. There's a viewer discretion advisory
on
the show. They say that it was clear following the debut of Dr. Pimple Popper that our audience was craving even more powerful and heartwarming stories of medical transformation.
Stop making my sons horny.
So we've got a lovely clip for you from the show.
This program examines podiatric medical conditions and the procedures involved with treating them. Due to their graphic nature, viewer discretion is advised.
Wow. I've never seen a foot this big before. It's enormous.
This is the worst foot scar I've ever seen.
My foot is a time bomb.
That's the best.
My foot is a time bomb is still funny. We heard this earlier in the morning, and I thought it wouldn't make me laugh again, but my foot is a time bomb.
It's so
my
good.
Foot is a time bomb. I'm at the point where my foot could kill me.
Her foot could kill her,
oh
you guys!
Oh my God.
People forget about the feet all the time, but the minute something is painful on your foot, that becomes the focus. It's just going to get infected and reinfected, and then the infections can kill you.
But I don't want...
Question.
My name is Ebony
Pause
Vincent.
Pause it. You meet someone on a dating app.
Yes.
And you it's a great connection.
Mm.
They're attractive. You have the same interests. They have a great family.
But their foot is a ticking time bomb.
And then you're watching a preview for a show called My Feet Are Killing Me. And they're on there saying, my foot is a ticking time bomb.
I'm out.
Out completely. Out.
Deal breaker.
Running.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm even if this is your soulmate, and by the way, that is a pun. If this is your soulmate.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm standing up at that very second, and I'm running from the house.
Because I do want to remind you, when you're talking about love.
Every foot is like a story.
That's true. That is true.
My name is Ebony Vincent, and I am a foot and ankle surgeon.
My name is Dr. Brad Schaefer. I'm a podiatrist, and that is a foot and ankle surgeon. Every foot is like a story.
There it is.
Yeah.
Every foot is like a story.
There it is.
Wow. So that's very exciting. It's going to be, so My Feet Are Killing Me premieres Thursday, January 2nd at 10 p.m. Very exciting. I will not be watching.
Same.
Okay. I couldn't even watch the trailer. Last night was incredible. The Tesla Cybertruck was unveiled. Elon Musk had a live stream going. You know, he's saying it's going to handle like a sports car. It's going to outhaul some of these legacy pickups that have been doing this for decades. The Ford F-150 and the Tesla Cybertruck did a tug of war, and the Cybertruck smashed it. But then things...
Sunday.
Things took a turn.
Oh, this is awesome.
So they were trying to demo... Like,
this is live.
This is real. This is live.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to demo this Tesla glass. They throw a
because
metal...
Because they said, this Tesla glass cannot be broken.
Right.
No matter what you do, shoot a gun at it, shoot these metal balls at it, and then he threw the metal balls and...
And the first glass broke.
Just shattered.
Just shattered. Right in front of him. Oh, okay.
Right in front of him. Okay, they were like, oh, let's try the back glass. Threw it again. Shattered. And then
this is a colossal disaster.
Said one man.
Just standing there. And they have to do the rest of the demo with the shattered glass behind them.
How embarrassing.
And, you know, I just feel like the look of it, it kind of looks like a Pontiac Aztec. It's kind of... Like, they're trying to look futuristic, but I just am not sure if it...
It looks best on, like, a Fury Road.
Yeah.
Like, that's the vibe you get.
If you're going to make another Mad Max,
it's perfect.
Definitely use that.
It's not... You know? I don't know. I'm surprised to see some people think aesthetically it looks good. To me, it just looks like polygons. Like, it doesn't... It looks like a... unrendered video game vehicle.
To me, I just know that all of the windshields cracked, and that's funny to me.
That's all that matters.
They were smashed.
That was a dumb idea!
Right.
I would like to talk about a little bit of good, positive news
all
here.
Right.
LA's Museum of Contemporary Art is going to offer free admission after a $10 million donation.
Whoa.
Wow.
Is
Thank
really
you, Kevin.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
That is very nice
you
of
you. You know what I'm like with modern art.
Yeah. You're a big art
I cannot even see Kevin ever going to
no.
a museum ever.
No, thanks.
So this was made possible after MoCA board president Carolyn Clark Powers gave $10 million as a gift to the museum. Pretty soon people are going to be able to start going to the museum for free, which
That's pretty
is incredible.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like it.
You think it's still too expensive?
Yeah.
Every you foot do. Is like a story.
Right? How many feet are in there? Tell me how many feet are in there. Then I can decide.
Kevin's still not going. Too expensive. It's free.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays today. Karen O of the IAA. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, Haley Baldwin, Jamie Lee Curtis, Mark Ruffalo, and I'm Megan Holiday in for Ally McKay today.
Thank you,
That's
Megan.
What's
happening. Thank you, Megan. That
Thank
was very
you.
Sweet to have you here.
Oh, it's a blast. I love you guys.
Happy to have you.
Love
and
you too.
And now Ally's out for a couple of days.
Yes.
So we have a rotating list of guests that include Brad Williams,
mm-hmm.
actress Maren Dungey.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I'm missing one other person.
Michael Schneider.
Michael Schneider. That's
yes.
right. He's going to be fun.
That's right. That's all right. Next week. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free for all. A random act of helpfulness to me. SoCal helpful Honda dealers have Honda dealers.
There it is.
Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You can't polish this turd.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's all fake news. It's all fake news.
But don't bogart.
No wonder the ladies love you so much.
Just pass it around.
Now hiring both locations.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Bubbles for Algernon.
I just pass it on down.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
You douchebags have no idea what you're doing.
Sir, this won't happen again.
Oh, I know it won't. Because you're fired.
Just him, right?
Both of you.
And so, we come to the end of another day of the news. Another day of hope and horror, despair and delight.
And we're clear.
It's okay, though, 'cause I'm high.
Hi.
No!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.